That's very disappointing news. You know, we fought very hard and gave a good rationale for it not to go back up. The tourism season here in Donegal, it's quite soft. You know, there's certainly no bumper season. It's going to be a very, very long winter. And really what this move means is that the price is going to have to be passed on to the consumer. And speaking to some members just off the cuff this morning, a lot of them are saying that they're going to have to cut back on the food offering that they currently do. Just it won't be viable if the prices are going to have to charge. So it's very, very disappointing news for the tourism industry here in the Northwest.
And we're all very painfully aware that there is a cost of living crisis, and it is what people would go and do for a treat, which is the first thing to be cut. So a worrying time.
It's a very, very worrying time. You know, you're 100% right. You know, people are seeing their mortgages go up. They're seeing the energy bills, food bills, every single thing going up. So that's even less and less disposable income. And, you know, one of the first things that's going to be cut is a weekend away or meal out for a tour or whatever. You know, but it's going to have an effect on the industry. It's going to have an effect on jobs in the industry. And as I say, it's very, very disappointing and short-sighted on behalf of the government. You know, the government were very good throughout COVID and the support were very good. But this increase in the VAT is going to undo all that good work.
It is almost like a vicious circle, as you said there, because the cost of living crisis is affecting the hotel staff and the hotel as a business as well.
It's going to be a very tough time, you know, just speaking to a staff member of our own who would have a relatively low mortgage, and her mortgage has increased by nearly €300 a month. And, you know, that's, as I say, that's a relatively small mortgage. So all of those additional costs are eating into, you know, the disposable income people have, and it's just going to have a, as I say, a very serious negative impact on the tourism industry.